And I as I was singing it, I received this word from this morning that some of us here have fear. Fear of the future, fear of failure, or fear of moving forward. One of these fear is not saying we don't worry about the future, don't plan for the future. But this fear is gripping us and stopping us from moving forward. So as we were singing this, this is just confirming that we will take authority in the name of Jesus and break this spirit of doubt and fear right now in Jesus' name. We release liberty and freedom in Jesus' name. We release progression. We release growth right now. That as we take this next step, Lord, we will take it in faith with you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. I just release this right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And the verse to go with that is Jeremiah 29:11. No, for it says that, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and grow and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Amen? Amen. Amen. So I just really felt that was, you know, it's going to be wedding seasons. It's very soon, right? So one of the things with weddings is normally you start with, nowadays there's canapes or canapes, right? All right, so that was your canape, okay? Are you ready for your entree? Okay, all right. All right, and then as I was, practicing the hearing God's voice, you know, nowadays I really thank God for that teaching. Because really, it just releases a new dimension of how to listen from God, how to receive from God. So I asked, Holy Spirit, what do you have for evangel today? Right? Show me a vision or whatever. So as I was just praying and waiting on the Lord, I see Jesus sitting here, okay? But instead of a pulpit, it's like a desk, like an office desk, okay? Jesus' office desk. And he was reading a book. Okay, he was flipping a book. And then I said, "Jesus, what book is that?" He said, "This is a picture book. It's a picture book of all my people in evangel." And as he looked at the faces, he smiled. And then he looked at the face, he smiled. And then sometimes when he smiled, he just does this. Right? And then I said, "God, why? How come some you just smile, some got like this?" Right? "Is it because you are not pleased?" He said, "No. Because all of us are created for His pleasure." Amen? The Bible tells us that. Revelation 4:11, right? "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." Are you created by God?
Yes.
Are you created by God?
Yes.
So that means He created you for His pleasure, right? But, and then I said, "Why did you shake your head?" He went, "If only they knew what potential they have. If only they knew the seeds that are in them right now. If only." You know, it's like saying, "Wow, you have been created very good." Everyone say, "I have been created
very good."
But sometimes we see ourselves right now. How come not good yet? How come not so good one? Right? But that's because all these seeds that's in us, that divine nature that God has put in, is still yet to grow. It's still yet to be activated, right? So, I feel like God wants to release this today in each and every one of us, that maybe just knowing this, that we are created for His pleasure, breaks that fear. Maybe just knowing that God really cares for us and have a great destiny for us, that will break that doubt for us to move forward. Amen? All right, so that's entree. So does that mean you finish? You can go home now? No. So what's next?
Main.
The main meal. Everyone wants main meal, right? Okay. I think there's beef and fish maybe, normally alternating, right? Depending what you want. Now, today I want to speak about sowing into your increase. Okay, I've got two titles because I don't know which one was better, so I thought I just put both. I say, "Holy Spirit, which one?" Put both. Okay. So one is sow into your increase or sow for your increase. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, all right. Okay, just have to awake you all a little bit, okay? All right. Joe, can I get my... Yeah, okay, it's coming. All right. So as usual, God always is faster. The Word of God is always faster than technology. So I'll just go forward, all right? So who knows what we start the year with? Now, I like to do this, right? I always ask Holy Spirit, how am I going, or how are we going as a church and all this, right? What did we start 2019 with? What was the prophetic word? There's a few. Okay, what Pastor Joseph declared on 30th December 2019, if you go to the website, okay, it says a year of increase. Everyone say year of increase.
Year of increase.
Say again, year of increase.
Year of increase.
All right, so that's the prophetic word. Now, who have experienced increase this year? Okay, not 100%. Some maybe a bit. How about this? Who has experienced a little bit of increase? Right? Okay. How come less hands? I thought it should be more hands. Okay, right? Any increase is increase, correct?
Yep.
All right? Some may not experience more because maybe you have not sown into your increase. Maybe you have not watered your seed that has to come out with the increase. Because as I was preparing a message for this week, I said, God, what is it that you want to tell the people? He said, everyone can declare, year of increase, yes, yes, declare, I want, activate, yes. Yes, can happen, yes. But God says, I can only increase what's in there. I can only increase with what seeds that was in there. Sometimes seeds come from impartation, yes. Sometimes seeds come from our own initiative, which is what basically the whole heart of today's message is. You got to sow into your own increase because God can only increase what's in there. Sometimes sowing can mean sowing the Word of God into ourselves. And how do we do that? It's not just hearing, but when we hear, we believe, we speak it out. Even though it's coming out, but the seed is coming into our heart. Amen? Right? So, and I want to declare the end from the beginning. I'll declare my conclusion. The conclusion is this. When we sow into the kingdom of God, when we sow into eternity, we have nothing to lose, but all to gain.
Amen.
All right? And then the second one is, if you have been sowing, if you have been watering, don't take it lightly. If you've been sowing in prayer, if you've been giving, if you've been sowing honor to God, having a heart of honor, giving to God, to the people around, don't take it lightly because the increase is coming. Amen? The increase is coming. Hallelujah? Okay? And Pastor Ludwig then, following on from that message on 30th December, then Pastor Ludwig declared this. The title of his message is Seeking and Yearning for the God of Increase. So then, we started the year with this, right? Intimacy will lead to increase and immunity, right? And my wife summarized this in one word. What was it?
Wowee.
Everyone say, wowee.
Wowee.
If you forgot what that means, it stands for World of Wonder. Everyone say, World of Wonder.
World of Wonder.
Intimacy. Increase. Immunity in evangel. Right? So it's W-O-W-I-I-I-I, four I's, E, right? Wow, we. Because 2018 was wow. Everyone say wow.
Wow.
That's the old move, right? This year, 2019, is wow, we. Okay? So, yeah, can I have the next slide? Okay, I'm getting you all still excited. Are you all still with me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. So, next slide, please. Okay. So the main message is this, or the main scripture is 1 Corinthians 3, 6 to 8. It says here what? Verse 6 says, I planted, this is Paul saying, right? Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Okay. Let's read the rest. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now, he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So here, the verse 7 and 8, the emphasis here is, As long as your attitude of receiving, right, is right, whoever that is releasing it, it's, in the end, it's the same because it's releasing the word of God. It just depends on us, right? If there is spirit of division, I like Coco Dino preaching better than Pastor Louis. I like this preacher than that preacher. Then you don't see the full picture of God for the body of Christ, right? Whoever that's been put here, pastors or whoever that is releasing the word, don't take it lightly. One thing I like about Pastor Machin's training is it's very practical, right? The first practical thing about listening and hearing God's word is you got to be attentive. You got to listen. You got to pay attention, right? And he catches us. I'm saying us, me included, right? And this has been inbuilt because he will catch. She will catch. She will catch, right? And she will always catch at the right time. You can, out of 10, the 9 times you listen, she doesn't ask you. But the one you never listen, she asks you. Then you, oh, panic, notes, just give the last sentence, or cannot, right? So, practical, right? We can be so holy, we say, yeah, I come to church every Sunday. I listen. Oh, I even go back and re-listen in the website. But truly, do we have that practical attitude? That whenever someone comes in, as soon as someone comes in, releasing the word, we already pay attention, right? Okay, because we don't see who is releasing the word. We got to acknowledge that God is speaking. This is God's time. God is speaking, so we give honor to that, and we then receive it. Amen? Amen. All right, so the picture, good thing I didn't know that the Sunday schools are coming with, joining us today. So I have picture, right? If you forget everything I said, just remember this picture, okay? Sowing plus, okay, everyone say sowing plus watering equals increase from God. Okay, say again, sowing plus watering equals increase from God. Now, I feel that sowing and watering, that's our part. Right, because even the Bible says when Jesus gave that parable, the sowing into the good soil. What does the good soil represent? Our heart, our attitude. How are we receiving that? Right, watering has to do with what? When you water, it's got to be consistent. You can't just plant one seed, water day one, and then leave it, and then hope something will grow, something will come out. Cannot, right? Watering has to do with faithfulness, faithfully taking care of the seed. So even though today I just say sowing, it's got to do with the sowing and watering, okay? So I don't want to go back and forth the word. I'll just say sowing, right? If you sow in prayer, it's not just one time. You do it over and over, right? As Pastor has activate Resurrection Life over and over, we keep saying, I receive. Yes, I activate, I receive that word. You don't just do it one time. Okay, because I don't want to give this wrong picture that sowing you do once. That's true, right? In the natural seed you put once, right? But water is daily. It's got to do with that faithfulness. Okay? All right. So then as I was preparing for this, one thing I know that this is what God wants to speak is I want to connect from what Pastor Vernon was doing in Mission Sunday to last week, okay? So when Pastor Vernon was sharing about sowing Mission Sunday, I already kind of got the message, right? So that's number one. I said, oh, this God, you're speaking to me, not just about showing missions, yes, that one, all good. But then this thing about if I don't sow, God cannot increase, right? So that was my initial word. Then how I know it's a confirmation, suddenly Pastor Louis messaged me on Monday, Dino, you're sharing this week. Okay, that's confirmation number two, right? Got to share it out. Number three, I know in our family WhatsApp group, this is the bigger family, right? My uncle, aunties are all in it. Okay, they always send videos, good morning pictures, video. Right? So normally I don't even download the thing. I just delete straight away. But for some reason, this particular video, I click download. Then download, never mind. I also watch, right? Normally, I don't watch. But this one I watched, and it was about, long story short, It was a millionaire lady who went to the psychiatrist saying, I'm having depression. Then the psychiatrist say, you got depression. You go and you are rich. Go and speak to the cleaning lady. So the cleaning lady, like very happy, is like, oh, the doctor told me to speak to you. Why? The cleaning lady says, oh, I used to have depression, right? My husband died, all this. But then I learned to give. I learned to bake cookies and give to people. As I give, I gain happiness. As I give out more and more. Yeah. It made me more happy. And then the rich lady realized all the money she had, millionaire, she never gave out. So she can never receive happiness, right? So this one, again, is the whole sowing theme, right? When we give, we receive happiness, right? It's strange. The more you give out, but the more you gain. All right, this is the principle. I said, wow, God, this is good. Okay, we're moving, right? More confirmation, okay? So, all right, then to get the increase, I already shared that word. Then on Thursday, Pastor gave this video, right? It's called The Power of Honor, all right? It's an interview between Patricia King and Clarice Fluid, right? It's talking about giving honor to God, all right? When you give honor to God, it releases God's blessing. It releases God's promotion upon our life. If you don't honor, quote unquote, long story short, if you're being stingy, right? If you like don't know how to honor your authority, don't know how to honor people, a lot of people missed out what God has for them. So I said, wow, another confirmation. It's like it's all coming together, right? It's all coming together. And then, and one of the ways that she said to honor is you give intentionally. Intentionally give honor, and one of it is finance, all right? The giving the money, the amount, is not the issue. The issue here is the heart of honoring, yeah? And then, the last one is then Saturday. There was something that happened, right? And Pastor dealt with this issue, all right? When someone asks for help, don't refuse them, okay? And I've got the Bible verses later. So when we honor God and the people around us, when we give our time, when we give our inconvenience, that's sowing. That's sowing because you're going to get a return, right? All these things that it looks nothing. Seed actually does look like nothing, right? If I tell you, hey, would you like to eat an apple?
Yeah.
Yeah? Then I give you just the seed. It's a face. Here's an apple, but it's the seed. And doesn't look very as attractive as the fruit, correct? If I say, Enoch, you want orange?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just give him orange seed. Here you go. And you're like, what do I do with this? Oh, okay. Wow, he learned quick. Wow, acceleration. Okay. So he will plant it. Very good. Okay. Things so... Again, maybe another word of encouragement to everyone. All of us have been sowing. Don't look at it lightly. These are seeds, right? Mission Sunday, you have put in the declaration card and faith promise, right? Those are sowing. Don't see it as nothing, right? It's very important because God can use that to increase. Amen? All right, so next. So then, depending on what we are looking for, sometimes we got to see why we are not receiving it, because maybe we have not sown, all right? So Pastor Vernon did this, right? So I didn't listen direct from Pastor Vernon, but good thing Pastor Machin was attentive and repeated this for us, that when Pastor Vernon prayed for the mission pledge, right? He said, ask, because now you have sown, you can ask for whatever, right? And then he declared that favor is even more important, right? It's even more important than money, right? So we talk about just prosperity in general. If you're a stingy person, right, maybe this is something to watch out for, all right? We're not saying don't be careful money, but when God speaks, give. How long does it take us to actually obey to give? Amen? All right? And the Bible declares when we give our tithes and offering, God will open the windows of heaven, right? So we will never lack. Then one of the things we keep declare is increase in intimacy as well, right? That was the sign. If anything, this year, the other theme that we keep emphasizing on is intimacy, Now, then I begin to say, am I more intimate with God this year than last year? Then I say, yeah, okay. But do I have a long way to go? Yes, right? I could be even more intimate than what Pastor shared, right? From how she received from the Holy Spirit. Then I say, what is it? If I want to get more intimacy with God, what do I sow? It's time, right? The more you spend time, the more you spend time acknowledging the Holy Spirit, talking to the Holy Spirit, you get more intimacy, right? And in the natural, it's like that as well, right? If you are in love with someone, you want to spend time with the person, right? And the more time you spend, the more intimate you get, right? One of the things about Zion, right, arriving. So one of my colleagues gave this to me. He said, oh, you know, babies are time wasters. I said, huh? Babies are time wasters. Then I said, oh, you mean like we got to feed, change, you know, all these things. I said, no. I'm not actually talking about that. Yeah, that one you have to do. He said, you can always stare at them for hours. Even when they're sleeping, doing nothing, you just stare and then you just look. That's enough. Is that correct? Okay, maybe not everyone is sharing my... All right? When they're awake, you just want to play with them, right? And then time just flies by, right? That's what she meant when she said time wasters. As in, you just watch them, you see the, a bit of... Oh, wow, he was already so excited, right? Are you... Why my crowd today? Okay, right? And the thing that excites us most with babies is when they smile. Right, for me anyway, right? When Zion just give a smile, when you look at him, you go, Zion! And then he, yeah, wow, so nice. Then I say, Lord, always got lesson. What's the lesson here? I said, if you just spend time with me, just sit, don't even do anything. But if you just be conscious, Lord, I just want to spend time with you here. Okay, don't want to ask anything, just want to spend time. That's like me holding Zion, just looking at him. Just look. Right? Sometimes he's already sleeping. I already put him down. He's a good sleeper, praise the Lord. But I still sit there, watch, right? You just want to I don't know how to explain it. Okay. Right? Is that true? Yeah? Okay? And then obviously when he can start talking, that will get more exciting. Okay? Right now he's speaking in tongues, so I can't understand him. Right? He does his like that, right? Very cute. Okay? And then I will like answer back, and then he will answer back. It's like having a dialogue, right? Obviously he's trying to say something, but good thing when we pray in tongues to God, God understands. Amen. All right. But here, when we sow in time, we get intimacy. So we can again that whole example, you can declare, I want intimacy, I want increase. But do we have the initiative part on ourselves? Have we done it? Have we sowed time or not? Right? The promise is this, the intimacy will come. But then the initiative, the next step is what? Then you spend time, right? The promise is that the grace is to spend time. And when we do spend time, we can hear God clearly, right? Hearing God's voice, you know? The whole thing, okay, I don't need to give you the four keys to hearing God's voice, okay? All of you should memorize that by now. All that, what? It looks like insignificant. Write down sometime just one sentence, right? But all that will amount to something. Amen? Yeah. Then some of us, I know like some of the, during the miracle rally, one or two people came and said, oh, what are you here for? They say, oh, just more faith. It's like, I mean, I'm not boasting, right? For us, we kind of come quite far already. It's like, if you want faith, just read the Word of God, right? To me, I was like, how come they all? Because they've not sown in the Word of God. They've not read the Bible. They've not read the promises of God for themselves. So they don't know the promises of God. So they come like begging for faith. And then it's like, wow. And then I look at myself. Hey, I used to be like that. What you want to pray? More faith. Wow, like so holy, you know. I just want more faith in the Lord. It's like, and then when I think about it, now it sometimes doesn't make sense because God says faith comes from hearing and hearing the Word of God. So God is like saying, there's a way there already. Just read the Word of God, right? Okay? Yes, sometimes prayer will break every spirit. Like, if there is demonic spirit of doubt and fear and all this, yeah, it can break and then releases faith. But on our responsibility part, have we read the Word of God? Have we listened to God's Word? That will give us faith. Amen? Then we can have, because we have His Word, then we can have His faith. Right? Pastor keeps declaring this now. I don't know if you catch it. It is having the faith of God. Okay? The faith that is God's kind of faith. Not having, not faith as in like faith in God, right? Like, it's like something I have to do like that. Okay? Right? But God said having, He's like, you don't have faith? Then get my faith. How do I get His faith? I get it from His Word. Amen? Then we can become like what Pastor Vernon declared. When we get the faith of God, right, we get the right what? Right believing, right? Right? We come from the right thinking. Then we begin to do right speak, seeing first, and then right speaking. Okay, wow. Okay, tonight, this week, everyone watch again. Live group night one. Okay, anyway, all right, so... So I was like, wow, really what Pastor Vernon is sharing, it's so simple, but yet so profound. Something that we all need to practice, right? And then the last one, I'll just cut it at this slide now. The last one is, we all have this vision, right, when we see Catherine Kuhlman, wow, so powerful. We see, okay, let me, Catherine Kuhlman, that one bit. Pastor Vernon, just 2 weeks ago, we see the power of God operate in him. We see the result, but we never see the input. We see the output, right? When he stand there, he prays, right? We can even imitate him, right? In the name of Jesus, right? Right? We can even do that, and right? Then, our agent does it very good, right? There's no one touching you, honey, like all this. There's no man touching you, like all this thing, right? We see, and then we're like, wow, we get so inspired. Like, it's good, right? Faith arises. But what we don't see is the input. What Pastor Vernon has gone through to come to that stage, yeah, right. Right? Pastor gave us this, what you call insight, right? He prays, right? Pray in tongues. So he sowed in the Spirit, right? By praying in tongues, he sowed in the Spirit and he generated that power that's not of himself. It's not Pastor Vernon Miracle Rally. It's the Holy Spirit Miracle Rally. Right? He just became a vessel for the Holy Spirit to operate. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hello. Amen. Okay? Right? Is that right? Yeah. So we can think, right? Oh, I want to do this. Yes, the promise is God say if you pray in His name, take authority in His name, people will get healed. But then sometimes you're a bit scared. I don't know, can work or not. It's because we never spend that much time. If we let the Holy Spirit flow through, we will have that confidence because we know that it's not me. It is the Holy Spirit, right? So anything that we have sown, don't take it lightly. And whatever today, as we conclude, let's ask God, what is it that we have not sown for our own increase? Right? And if we have sown, then keep declaring and thanking God that the increase is coming. Amen? So as we get the worship team to come, right? And it ties back to, you know, when we remember what God has done and we keep praising and thanking Him, the increase will come. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah? All right? So, and one more thing that I want to release. Yeah, Holy Spirit, sorry. Well, they are vessels. They're going to get Holy Spirit to move. All right? Okay? The last thing is that we got from the interview of Patricia King, the Power to Honor. If you want to search back in YouTube, it's called Power of Honor. Right? He said, if you are feeling down, right? If you're feeling defeated, you're feeling like nothing is just going right, then this phrase, right? This phrase that she released, find your hallelujah. Everyone repeat with me. Find your hallelujah, right? It starts by if you don't see anything working, then start sowing with just simple hallelujah. Sow with praising His name. Sow with this, then you will see God come true. You will see your breakthrough. Amen? All right? So I'll just pray and declare this right now. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, right now, Lord, as we declare, oh, hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
We break the power of discouragement right now in Jesus' name. A spirit of defeat, you are broken in Jesus' name. And we release right now freedom in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, as we begin to sow in praise, in thanksgiving, Lord, by praising your name. Lord, truly we will see you. We will see your increase in our life right now in Jesus' name. The breakthrough that we've been waiting for, it has come in Jesus' name. The healing that we are waiting for, it has come in Jesus' name. Lord, and the blessings that we're waiting for, it has come in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, we just declare, more, Lord. More, Lord. We just want more of you. Lord, we just sow back into you, Lord, right now. We thank you, Lord. We praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen.